This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Hour two. I wanted to let you know, if you'd like to call in, please do. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Love hearing from you. We know that we're going against the mass amounts of sheeple in this country. But we also know that what we're giving to you is the fruits of the administration that all those mass sheep are following in close pursuit to and with. And if you'd like to call in at any time, we would, again, love to hear from you, pro or con. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Russian revolutionary Vladimir Lenin, this is one point I didn't get off on the last hour, said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. That's exactly what's happening in your country. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Let's create the problem and let's bring in the answer. That's what's happening continuously, friends. Continuously. Create the problem, bring in the answer. Create the problem, bring in the answer. Create a two-party system where everybody will believe that they're actually at odds one with another. Forget about what John Adams said. Just believe what we tell you. And what's so hypocritical, friends, is 94% of the American people don't believe the media that puts up Donald Trump every day of the week. Well, he's attacking him. No, they are not. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. The best way to control opposition is to lead it ourselves. Well, you know, let me go back to one of the points that Donald made during the presidential run. Remember about that special prosecutor concerning the Clintons? And then remember when he won, he showed you who he was right after, only to prove my point further. Remember what he said? He said, Secretary Clinton just called me and everybody, yeah. Do you remember what he said shortly after that? It was within the first minute. He said, the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major amount of gratitude for her service to our country. People were shocked. This is the first thing he said after he won. There is no difference, friends. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. If it was true, then why is he not here now? Why is it that he is not? I'm sorry, why are the Clintons still there now? I was looking up at the screen, forgive me. Why are the Clintons still there? Why is Barack still there? Why has he been given a free hand to attack Donald anytime he'd like to? Donald's the one that said he can do whatever he wants with the DOJ. No, that's not true, but that's what he said. What has he done? I mean, the first thing that happens after the alleged shooting in Parkland, the first thing he says, and he must have not been on a teleprompter and on cue, friends, he said, just take away the guns first. Due process second. Does that sound like someone that's working for the American people? No, it doesn't. But this is the history. Now look what's coming out on the Trump administration. Well, Bradley, that's just because they're trying to remove him. No, it's not. Do you remember Jesus said concerning the harlots? He said, the harlots go in before you. Do you remember that? Do you remember in John 8, it was a woman caught in the act of adultery that was given mercy? Well, the Pharisees were the ones accusing her. And isn't it interesting? Many speculate that Jesus was kneeling down and writing their sins in the sand when they were accusing her, right? But isn't it interesting that many speculate that he was writing the Ten Commandments in the ground? Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, list goes on, Romans 13, convicting them of their sins. And again, in John 8, the woman is caught in the act. Well, who is she caught with? One of the Pharisees? Probably. Yeah. And then remember, Jesus looked at the harlot and said to her, he said, where are those that condemn thee? She said, I know not. He goes, neither do I condemn thee. And then pay attention, after the mercy was shown to the woman that didn't know the difference, friends, being used by a bunch of religious and political hypocrites for their pleasure, how many times have they been busted in the United States of America, friends, for sexual scandals? Over and over and over and over again. What do? They condemn those that are exposing them. Yep. Same thing happened in John 8. Jesus said, go and sin no more. In Matthew 21, 31, Jesus said to them, truly I say unto you that the tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you do. Just exposing the hypocrites in this country all the more, friends. And I want to say one more thing, too, if I might, before I get going on Romans 13 here. I have a friend, and he owns one of the radio stations that I'm on. And he used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to listen to the show. This is when he first started hearing us. And he pulled us out and he put us on mainstream times. And when he did that, he got a new manager to basically produce, to arrange, you know, his show host, so on and so forth, times, schedules, whatever the case might be, including the website. Well, just last week I went to it, and it was interesting because when I went to it, I was kind of shocked because he had me scrolling right on the front of his page along with Sean Hannity and others, right? And I was taken back a little bit, and so I called him and I just said, well, we were just going through our affiliates list because we got about 98, 99 of them right now across the country. And he said, well, I'm sorry I didn't call you and tell you. He goes, but I got a new manager. And he used to work for, I believe he said, let's just put it this way to keep it safe, one of the mainstream media outlets. And he didn't like the fact, he wanted to take my show and just remove my show completely. And this individual, being my friend, said, no, there's going to be a compromise. Let's just move it to this position rather than here. And the reason the guy from one of the main mainstream media outlets, I think it was ABC or CBS, that's safe, okay? He said he didn't like all the Donald Trump bashing. And I said to him, I said, I'm not Donald Trump bashing anybody. I'm exposing Donald Trump for who he is, just the same way I did for Barack Hussein Obama in his criminal administration. And the same way I would if it was my brother that was in the office, literally. Or my sister that was in some sort of capacity serving, promising to serve we the people and not doing so. I'd be the first one to stand against her. And I want to tell you why that is, friends. Because God is not a respecter of persons, period. And the fact of the matter is, if we were all principled, I had a guy years ago when I first got saved. And this was one of the greatest compliments I've ever had. I've had probably two or three of them. But I remember one time, this pastor I didn't like at this church, I was a baby Christian at that time. He had a conversation with someone that was in a band that I was in during that time. It was a Christian metal band. And the pastor told him that I didn't like, don't worry about what Bradley does, because my best friend was the singer. He said, don't worry about what Bradley does, because Bradley will always side with the Word of God no matter who it is. And I thought that was a great compliment. And I say that to say what I'm saying right now. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
End of the Sons of Liberty. So that was one, if you were listening during the last segment, that was one of the greatest compliments I ever had. A pastor that I did not like, I didn't trust him. By the way, he filed for bankruptcy shortly thereafter. But someone that didn't like me exactly neither for telling the truth said of a friend. My best friend was the singer of the band that I was in. But he said that don't worry about Bradley. He's not going to side with his best friend just because he wants him to. He's going to side with the Word of God. That's what we should all be doing. We're called to be faithful witnesses. Folks, really what it comes down to, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is just willing to tell you what others are not. When you have major outlets across the country agreeing with the state-controlled media in cheerleading this administration on to take you the direction that it's taking you right now, I would get away as far as I possibly could from them in every sense of the word. They're not your friends. They're not telling you the truth. This new administration is doing even worse in many scenarios, in cases, than even that of criminal Barack Hussein Obama, just so you know. And the reason I brought up, by the way, during the last segment, the harlots in Matthew 21:31, when Jesus said, truly I say unto you that the tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you. Keep in mind, friends, who's exposing Donald Trump? Got a Playboy bunny coming out a couple weeks ago. After that, then we heard about some porn, see what she is. But so is the body of Christ that claims to be his, yet are partakers of the sins of the world. So what's the difference? They're called whores too. The difference is one knows what to do, yet they do it not. That's called holding the truth in unrighteousness. And then there's another group of people that have never been told the truth or just have never walked in it because they've never actually experienced real Christianity or the power of God. And when you have all these people coming out in unison, being told to shut their mouths, let it go, getting payoffs, and then this surfacing, and then what do you have? You have a bunch of professed Christian women on CNN get together and say, oh, you know what, this Stormy Daniels lady, she's just nothing. She's just trying to do this because she's trying to get famous. She's doing this for the money. Well, the fact of the matter is, folks, I've never looked behind it, but she probably doesn't need the money. She just wants the American people to know who Donald Trump really is. He's a narcissist. And by the way, from firsthand experience, for the record, we had senior editor from the Weekly Standard. It was either him or Jake Tapper from CNN Now, about 12, 13 years ago, that called me. I believe he used to work for NBC. But he texted me and asked me if he could go on tour with me, Jake Tapper. And we picked the other guy from the Weekly Standard. And the fact of the matter is we had this guy on the road with us for a whole week when we were doing high school campuses across the country. And at the end of the week, I said to him, by the way, out of all the interviews that you have done throughout the United States and, you know, people that are well known, I said, who's your favorite and who's your worst? Who's your favorite and who's your worst? He said, well, just without hesitation, he said to me, I can tell you my worst interview ever. He said the guy was more arrogant than I've ever seen any other man being arrogant. A narcissist. I said, who is that? He said, Donald Trump. He said, I couldn't stand the man. And the fact of the matter is, friends, when you sit there and you listen to this guy, he knows nothing of the Constitution. He just knows what he's supposed to do, and he's doing it. And this has been going on in this country long enough. Okay? Love me or hate me, the fact of the matter is, it's true, like it or not. Like it or not. If you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Better not forget that. By the way, you know, even the Stormy Daniels woman and others that are now coming forward, I'm not saying all of them are legit, but I am saying that when they offer up a disc and say we have it on film, I think that should probably get you to turn your head. And when you can go online and see pictures of Donald Trump and this woman at a party together, I think you should probably at that point, close your mouth and begin to listen as to what really took place. And by the way, that did happen when Donald was married to Melania, just for the record, okay? And if he can't be faithful to God, he's not going to be faithful to his wife. And if he can't be faithful to his wife, you better know he's not faithful to you. And it's interesting what, months before he became the president, you know, all of a sudden he got saved because the Christians wanted him to. No, he got saved in the sight of the people, friends, for the purpose of winning, you know, the 78% of the people in this country. And he had to go to the evangelical world to do so. And they're just as hypocritical as he is, let me tell you. But many of them got away from him once they seen these films come forward of Donald Trump in a bus talking like some filthy punk in a bar about women and their anatomy. I mean, just, whoa, it's like, dude, I remember when I was in rock and roll scene, and that dude's got a filthy mouth, and that's real. That's what's in his heart. That's who he is. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, period. And what was he talking about? Oh, and just there, that's all he had to do is say he was a Christian, and all of a sudden, there's the evangelical world just going right in pursuit. Hey, folks, make yourself sheep, and the wolves devour, and that's exactly what they're doing. Let's get over to Romans 13. I love the topic. Because these are the same people that helped put corrupt politicians into the positions that they want to be in. Okay? They always go to them for help. But folks, doesn't it seem rather odd that every time someone attempts to encourage Christians to resist an unconstitutional or otherwise reprehensible government policy, we hear the retort, what about Romans chapter 13? They want to hide behind it, like they hide behind their wives' skirts, right? And we're told from these people that, well, Christians should just submit to government, any government. Just read your Bible, leave me alone, shut up, or words to that effect. That's what they say to you. Well, no doubt some who use this argument are sincere, and what they're doing is only repeating what they've heard their spiritual overseers, as they would call them, a majority of them are hirelings, and other religious leaders say. And on the other hand, let's be honest enough to admit that some who use this argument are just plain lazy, apathetic, and indifferent. They don't want to know the truth. And Romans 13 is their escape from responsibility, so they think. Read Hebrews 9:27. And by the way, I suspect that this is the much larger group. Nevertheless, for the benefit of those who are sincere, but obviously misinformed, let's briefly examine Romans chapter 13. Okay, listen carefully. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Listen carefully. Let every soul be subject to the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. He is all power and all powerful. The powers that are ordained of God. Chapter 13, Romans. Okay. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnations. For rulers are not a terror to good works, like they are today in America, but to the evil. I mean, if that was the case, they would have to turn themselves in, right? Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good, not bad. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. That doeth evil. Folks, do our Christian friends who use these verses to teach that we should not oppose corruption in government in any capacity or any other institution, regardless if it's politics or the church, really believe that civil magistrates have unlimited authority to do anything that they want to without any opposition? I mean, for example, what if he decided today to resurrect the old monarchical custom of prima nocta, law of first night? That's when medieval customs was when the king ordained the right to sleep with the subject's bride on the first night of their marriage. Watch Braveheart, friends. That was all based on, not all of the content of the movie, but it was based on William Wallace. It was a true story. And you'll see that's exactly what they attempted to do, prima nocta. And there was a payday, by the way, too, and I praise God for it. Isaiah 26:9, read it when you get a moment. But what if the government said, let's resurrect prima nocta? This, again, was a custom out of medieval times when the king claimed the right to sleep with a subject's bride on the first night of their marriage. How reprobate, how evil, how twisted in their minds. I mean, would our sincere Christian brothers sheepishly say, well, Romans chapter 13 says we must submit to the government? I don't think so. And if he was to do that, I would suspect and hope that his wife would be the first one out the door, right? I mean, would any of us respect anyone who would tell us to submit to such a law? I think not. We're talking about Romans 13. We're going to continue on right after this break. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Unlimited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited, celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to solidify this and reinforce what I'm telling you before the end of the show. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We are talking about Romans 13, and we are talking about authority, as if to suggest that anybody in federal government or any capacity of government can implement what they will, that we're supposed to just submit to it because our Christian, lack of Christianity, by the way, but professed Christians are saying that, well, what about Romans 13? Whatever the government says, we're supposed to follow through with whatever they say. That is completely untrue, first of all, because when you look at Exodus 18:21, you'll realize that you are the government, and this is how it works. God gives you your rights, period. Okay? Secondly, those that work for you derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. Okay? So those that represent you are an extension of who you delegated power to. They cannot do what you did not delegate them to do, but that's what they've been doing in this country for a long time because of the indoctrination going on in public schools illegally by the federal government, which is violating the 10th Amendment, period. And so are the courts, by the way. That's another story. But is government without authority then? No, absolutely not. They work for us. We don't work for them. We're the employer. They're the employees. I mean, a father has authority in his home, but does this give him power to abuse his wife and children? No way. Of course not. An employer has authority on the job, but does this give him power to control the private lives of his employees? Nope, no way. A church overseer has overseer authority in the church, but does this give him power to tell his ministers in his church how to run their businesses? Of course not. All human authority is limited in nature. No man has unlimited authority over the lives of other men. Period. Lordship and sovereignty is the exclusive domain of Jesus Christ. And by the same token, a civil magistrate has authority in civil matters, but his authority is limited and defined. Observe again, Romans 13. It clearly limits the authority of civil government, but strictly by defining its purpose. For rulers, we have representatives, are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. You now seen your representatives working against we the people, and instead of the people dealing with them, they are now demonized and targeted, polarized by corrupt politicians. Okay? Going back to Romans 13, for he that is the minister of God, so representatives are ministers of God and that of the God that established the government in which we have. And don't tell me about oligarchy. If you'd like to talk about oligarchy, 1-866-582-9933. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Okay? Notice that civil government must not be a terror to good works. Nope. It has no power or authority to terrorize good works or good people. But that's what corrupt tyrannical governments, arbitrary, despotic, whatever the case might be, folks, they don't have authority to actually polarize, attack, assail good people. That's not their purpose. But again, that's what's happening today. There's much talk about the government confiscating guns. It's a violation of the Second Amendment. They don't have any right to do that. They've never been given the authority to do that. So at length, what's going to happen? Well, you're either going to see the people relinquish their rights, forfeit their rights, or you're going to see a civil war. That's what you're going to see. There is no in-betweenites because it's not their purpose to disarm the American people. They work for us and they're there to uphold their oath. And again, friends, what we have seen over and over again is much of what is at work and at war with us, not working for us in this country. Notice again that civil government must not be a terror to good works. It has no power or authority to terrorize good works or good people, period. So when they do it, friends, and by the way, this is what they do over and over and over again. That's why they use the media. They use them to demonize and polarize individuals that are standing up against them. That's what they do. They want to belittle you. They want to silence you. They want to roll over you, okay? And true Christians, when this happens, it encourages them all the more to get in the fight. They just don't realize that yet. See, in the book of Exodus, when the king that knew not Joseph began to assail the people of Israel, the more that he attacked them, the more he oppressed them, the more they multiplied. See? And again, I said this week, this last week, that's why I say, let their cruelties and their cruelties swell our ranks, because that's what they're doing. And by the way, they know all the well that's what they're doing, but they want you to believe that they're in the majority when in fact that's not the case. We have 325.7 million people in this country. You have 270 million guns. You have 8 per every 10 that own a gun in this country. Why are you still free by the mercy of God? Because you're still an armed people. And what they want to do is belittle you. They want to attack you. And that's why they're using the young, indoctrinated, useful idiots in an attempt to do just that. They want to belittle you. Okay? Civil government is a minister of God to thee for good. It is not a minister of God for evil. Civil magistrates have divine duty to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. They have no authority to execute wrath upon him that doeth good. None, zilch, zero. Period. And anyone who says they do, they're completely lying. So even in the midst of telling Christians to submit to civil authority, corrupt civil authority, it's unconstitutional and it's unbiblical first and foremost. Because chapter 13 of Romans limits power and the reach of civil government. Now let me just interject this for that, those that don't know the Word of God. When you go to Romans 12:21, we wouldn't even be having this conversation if these professed Christians that tell you to submit to corrupt government, no matter what they say, and they hide behind Romans 13. If you would just take the time to read what they haven't read, we'd be at a point right now where we wouldn't even be talking about Romans 13, because it tells us in Romans 12:21 that we are to overcome evil with good. Period. That precedes Romans 13. You never hear anybody talk about that. It's like, wait a second, that preceded Romans 13, so are you telling me you're to submit yourself to the evil for the good of the people? And you're telling me God told you to give yourself over to tyrannical rule rather than my command? You got to be out of your mind. You want to talk about biblical illiteracy and constitutional illiteracy? There you have it right there. And by the way, corruption knows this. That's why they do things through authoritarian means, totalitarian means, by force. And the media has been doing this for a long time. And by the way, it is completely illegal every step of the way. Every step of the way. This is what I want to get to. I love this part. Did Moses violate God's principle of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster in defense of his fellow Hebrew? Did Elijah violate God's principle of submission to authority when he openly challenged Ahab and Jezebel? Nope, but remember Ahab and Jezebel, remember what the people said about him, about Elijah. Ahab and Jezebel convinced the people that Elijah, the prophet of God, there were 7,000 that were hidden away in a cave, but Elijah was the bold one to take it to Carmel so the fire would fall to expose the false prophets, right? Isn't it interesting that Ahab and Jezebel convinced the people that Elijah, the prophet of God, was the troubler? When in fact it wasn't Elijah that was troubling them. It was Ahab and Jezebel that forgot their father's commandments, said Elijah. And Elijah took it to him anyways. Amen. Did Daniel violate God's principle of submission to authority when he refused to surrender to Saul's troops? Absolutely, because it was a wicked rule at that point. God ripped the throne away from Saul because of his disobedience. One time. One time. Did Daniel violate God's principle of submission to authority when he disobeyed the king's law to not pray audibly to God? Did Daniel submit to the king? No. He submitted to God, and because of it, God delivered him from the mouth of the lions. And by the way, going back to Moses, also keep in mind, during that period, they also said of King Jeshurun, the king of Israel during that time, Moses was the king of Jeshurun. It's interesting to note that the people said, we will not have him to rule over us. Isn't it interesting? They'll submit to a Saul, they'll submit to corruption, but they won't submit to God in his spirit alone. See, and that's the difference between this country and every other country in the world, friends. We have no king but King Jesus. You govern yourselves according to the rule of the Word of God. Either you're going to be ruled by the Word or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. Said, either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet, said Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House in the 1800s. Wow, isn't that interesting? And also keep in mind, it was Ben Franklin, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and 53 other signers that signed that documentation, folks, your founding documents, namely the Declaration of Independence, in this instance, that said either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Man, we've lost that language, haven't we? Yes, we have. Now just think about it, friends. You have the ACLU helping Muslims in public schools so they can pray, so they can wash their feet in your country, but they attack kids that want to serve God with their whole hearts, minds, souls, and strengths. And by the way, who's telling their kids that they can't do that? Their parents. Their parents are. Read Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, read the whole thing. That's where we're at today. Isn't that crazy? By the way, you've never lost the right. You've never lost the right, friends. So tell your kids they can pray, they can read their Bibles, they can do what they will in a public school, but not proselytize. Okay? Just tell them to lead the way. Men will follow, as long as they're following the Christ in power. Okay? Did the three Hebrew children violate God's principle of submission to authority when they refused to bow to the image of the state, namely under Nebuchadnezzar? Well, we're going to talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when we get back in Daniel 3. So you can decide as if everything I've told you is true or nay. Okay? Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Do cross-check me.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Out of 82 radio shows, other shows and options on Genesis Communication Networks, you have us as number one, and I appreciate that. We appreciate that. We're talking about authority right now, and we were just talking about right during the last segment, right before the break, did the three Hebrew children violate God's principles of submission to authority when they refused to bow to the image of the state? I want you to think about that. When you go to Daniel 3, it says King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold. It's always an image of gold. You ever notice what moves people more than anything is how good is the economy doing? And in the government, I want you to think about this. Can anybody tell me in the Constitution where it's the government's job to create jobs? 1-866-582-9933. Administration after administration after administration after administration. Folks, what do you hear? Job growth. The economy. People will vote for that more than anything else. And yet, it was interesting under Barack Hussein Obama, again, the criminal administration that he ran because the American people let him run it. It's interesting, he never ran a candy store, but you let him run your country. The guy comes out of nowhere after 142 days of being in the Senate in Illinois. Isn't that crazy? And then before you know it, he's the president of the United States. Sounds like someone knew what they were doing. No, it sounds like God is in control, right? God always appoints, like John Calvin rightly said, that God always appoints evil men and wicked rulers, as he called them, to judge a nation. Yep, that's right. And it's going forward, by the way, regardless of who's there. But isn't it interesting that King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold? And then it goes on to detail it, okay, in Daniel 3. He then summoned the governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all other provincial officials to the dedication of the image that he had set up. So that the governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all other provincial officials assembled for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before it, just like the American people are with this administration. Right? Then the herald loudly proclaimed, "Nations and peoples of every language, this is what you are commanded to do by the king, Nebuchadnezzar. And as soon as you hear the sound of the horn, flutes, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the image of the gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up." Yeah. "Whosoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace." Yep, it's the same thing today. You don't fall in line, man, I'll tell you what. We'll have the other conservatives attack you, Bradley Dean. You don't fall in line, Bradley, with others, I'll tell you what, those professed Christians, they're going to attack you. Oh, I know. I just got done highlighting an article of one of the conservatives that changed my headline and then began to stand up for the guy that just passed a treasonous act against themselves and ostracized me in the process. Hey, it comes with the territory. I'm okay with it. The difference is I'm right and you're wrong. Because my feet are upon the Word of God, the Rock of Ages. I understand this all day long, friends. And by the way, it usually happens from them that are closest to you, for those that did not know. Remember Paul said of one of his buddies, Demas, he said, "I expected this, but I didn't expect it from you." Yep. Remember Judas, one of Jesus' disciples that betrayed him? Yep. Understand all of it, friends. And it's interesting how people try to justify their compromise. And in time, history always proves the story to be true. Okay. If you don't bow to what Nebuchadnezzar sets up, what's going to happen is you will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace. Hey, folks, I'm not moved by the opinions of man, just so you know. I'm moved by what God's Word says, period. Period. That's really here. That engrafted word which is able to save my soul. It's really here. I'm not moved. Read Psalm 27. Neither was David. Neither was the King of Kings, the line of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ. He didn't move. He knew the Father's will. He knew that the word of the Lord endured forever and that it was forever settled in heaven. And that not one jot nor one tittle will in any wise pass away until all will be fulfilled. He knew it. He came to enforce it. He didn't come to back away from God's moral law. You know, I was thinking during the break, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven." Is it his will that you're destroyed, America? Absolutely not. Is it his will? Nope. But it's your will by which he tolerates. Going back to Daniel 3. "Whosoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace," it says. Yep. "Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, flutes," so on and so forth, "all the nations and peoples of every language fell down and worshiped the image of the gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up." And by the way, contrary to what I'm saying right now, your enemies depend upon your apathy. They love you, apathetic folks. They love you that are just going right along with everything that's going on outside in our country today. They love it. They love your inaction. "Then said the king Nebuchadnezzar, may the king," they said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, "may the king live forever." And they began to worship him the same way that they did King Herod until he was smote by an angel. And it's interesting because in Daniel 3, verse 12, but there are some people, Jews in this particular case, who have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, your majesty. They neither serve your gods nor worship the image of gold that you have set up. Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, so these men were brought before the king. Verse 14, Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold that I have set up?" Now, when you hear the sound of the horn, all the instruments, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand, said the king. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he doesn't, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude towards them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robe, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing fire. The furnace. The king's command was so urgent that the furnace was so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. The king then leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, your majesty." He said, "Look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound, unharmed, and the 4th looks like the Son of Man." Let me tell you who the Son of Man is, friends. His name is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Man of War. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, when you don't bow, you don't burn." And everybody realizes then and only then who your daddy is, America. Abba Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There is no king but him in Jesus' name. Did you hear what the corrupt king just said to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? "Servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And the governors and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their heads singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. I want to tell you something, friends. That's my daddy. I want to tell you something. That's my big brother, America. The captain of my salvation. The 4th man who shows up in the fire. And by the way, for those that don't understand, those that have been born in the smoke, you settle for the smoke. Those that have been born in the fire don't settle for the smoke because they know who shows up in the fire. He's the 4th man. And isn't it interesting? The king immediately acknowledged those servants of the Most High God who did not bow to his ungodly tyrannical order, then began to say, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and that of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Love you by what we do. See ya."
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.